Right now, we're going to turn to the Cardinals radio play-by-play man, my friend Dave Pasch, who also does ESPN college football. And Dave, how's it going out west? Somebody break up the birds out there, 3-0.
Hey, John. Yeah, they're playing well. The defense really playing well. You know, to beat the Patriots and the Eagles back-to-back weeks and to hold two of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, the one combined touchdown, that gives you a pretty good idea of how these guys are playing. And I think the speed, combined with just how physical they are, I don't know that it's unmatched, but it's certainly among the best. I mean, the NFC West may have three of the top four or five defenses in the league right now. Not ready to say that the 49ers are unseated just yet, but I think the Cardinals are showing that they can certainly compete with them, and they still have obviously two big games against them coming up down the road.
Well, you know what? It really does start with the defense when you look at the Cardinals, and it's the best start the Cardinals have been on since 1974. But, you know, last week especially, when you're playing a guy like Michael Vick, who's been able to move in and out of the pocket and do what he wants with his legs, that defense really turned up the heat. Five sacks. I think they had over 10 or 12 hits on the quarterback. And then you couple that with an offense that you didn't know what you were going to get out of the quarterback position, but Kevin Cobb, really facing his old teammates last week, probably had one of the best passing performances of his young career.
Yeah, he looks like a different guy than he did in the preseason. I think he lost a lot of confidence in the preseason and last year fighting injuries. And the other times where it looked like, you know, he was concerned about getting hit again with the head injuries he's had in the past. But that seems to have gone away. I mean, he's stepping up in the pocket. He's taking hits. He's hanging in there, making confident throws, and playing recklessly, kind of like he did in Philly in those games where he was NFC Player of the Week. You know, he just kind of cut it loose. And he seems to be a guy that when he's called in relief and the pressure is off a little bit, the expectations are lowered, it seems like that's when he excels. That was kind of the formula in Philly with the McNabb and Vic injuries. And then also here, you know, he lost the job. It looked like, I mean, a lot of people thought he was done. And then Skelton gets hurt. He comes in the end of the Seattle game and leads him on a game-winning drive. And then, you know, the last 2 weeks, I think New England, he was good, not great. But there's no question, last week he was fantastic. I mean, he missed a couple plays, but he had, I think, his best game as a Cardinal.
Dave, I think you make a great point there. There are a lot of players who they just can't shine when they are the frontline guy, but they excel when they come off the bench. That relief pitcher that comes in and kind of saves the day, and it just looks like that's the kind of job that Kevin Cobb has been doing. When I look at this offense of the Arizona Cardinals, I was surprised when they went up to Foxborough and they knocked off the New England Patriots. And I quickly looked at the stats, and I saw that Larry Fitzgerald had one catch for like 14 yards in that game. That blew me away. And through three games, he only has one touchdown. And I find that kind of surprising that the success, and I know we've been talking about their defense, but Larry Fitzgerald has yet to got – he's not going yet. And if you could kind of help us explain why he has not gotten it going so far.
Well, he got a goal last week. He had nine catches. He had, I think, seven for over 100 yards in the first half. I mean, they made a point to really get him involved early in that game. And he was the difference in the game last week, along with Cobb on the offense. You know, Michael Floyd had a touchdown catch, his first catch as a pro. I think teams, you know, Larry knows he's going to get doubled every game. And the Cardinals did a good job finding ways to get him involved. I know on the touchdown, they looked, you know, they wanted to see if Babin was in the game. When he wasn't in the game, they called they called for play action, thinking that they could get, you know, Asamoah along with Fitzgerald, and it worked. You know, the guys bit on the play action, and Fitzgerald got open. Asamoah looked like he got turned around. And, you know, that's what they needed. That's what Fitz needed. I think that's what Cobb needed. You know, and if Miami takes him away, I don't think they'll force it because they feel confident in some of the other guys. But, you know, he'll get his numbers. I mean, last year he, you know, on an offense that was maybe the worst in the league, I mean, he had 80 catches for, you know, 1,200 yards. So, I mean, he'll get his numbers, but there will be games where he only gets one or two catches.
Dave, I wish we had 80 catches and 1,000-some yards. But let me ask you a question. I mean, Arizona looks really good. I mean, 3-0 start. The offense, you know, is definitely – you can see the progression, how they're getting better each week. But the defense is playing good football. Where, if I'm the Miami Dolphins, how do I stop them? Where is their weaknesses? Where are some of the areas that we can take advantage of to have some success? Because when you look at them, you know, it's we know it's going to be a challenge.
Well, to me, it looks like Reggie Bush is really the entire offense for Miami. You know, Reggie Bush in the playoffs a few years ago had an incredible game against the Cardinals. They couldn't stop him. And, you know, I thought LeSean McCoy was going to be the key to winning the game last week for Philly to get him going. It didn't really happen because of the turnovers. You know, obviously it's kind of simple, but if Miami doesn't turn it over, it can get, you know, Reggie Bush on the perimeter. I think that's, you know, really the only way. I mean, I think to assume that Tannehill is going to be dropping back and throwing the ball 35, 40 times, they're not going to win the game. Just because you're going to get turnovers, you're going to get sacks. The Cardinals will give him different looks, things he's never seen before. And I think, you know, you've got to find a way to establish the run. And, you know, I think for the Cardinals, this is kind of a, you know, this is a game that, you know, before the season began, you thought it should be a win. And obviously now when you're 3-0, you look at it and you think it's a win. But you guys know from playing, I mean, it is the NFL, and, you know, you gotta be ready to go every week. You lose this game, all of a sudden now you're back to being, you know, just among the good teams. You win, yeah, people say you're supposed to win, but you're 4-0, and, you know, you got a Thursday night game, short week at St. Louis. That's a tough turnaround against a division team. That's why I think, you know, winning this game is important. Plus, it tells the rest of the league that, you know, you really are an elite team. You know, you can lose this game again, and people are just going to say, oh, it's the Cardinals. They're back to being, you know, among the good teams in the league.
I'm just going to let you know, the statement that you guys are supposed to win, we're not thinking that way down here. I'm just letting you know. I understand what you're trying to say, but I'm just saying what everybody listening wants to say right now.
Dave, I think you hit a nerve for a former player. That's all. Talking with Dave Pasch, the voice of the Arizona Cardinals, I wanted to ask you about what makes this defense so good for the Arizona Cardinals. Is it the movement? Because going up against a rookie quarterback in Ryan Tannehill this week, who's gotten better and shown that he can play at this level, but what makes it so difficult to go up against the Arizona Cardinals on defense?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, it's the speed. It's the speed of guys like Darrell Washington, linebacker, who had a terrific game against Michael Vick last week. I think guys like that, you know, the speed, combined with just how physical they are, I do think that, you know, the replacement officials with, you know, letting some things go, I think that's helped the Cardinals. Not saying the Cardinals, I just mean from being physical. You know, there's some hits that in the past on passes over the middle that you'd see the regular officials call as hitting a defenseless player, even when you guys know as former players, you look and be like, come on, that's a clean play, but yet it would get called. Those don't seem to be getting called now, and the Cardinals, Kerry Rhodes and Adrian Wilson, those are physical safeties that'll hit you. You've got physical corners. Yeah, I think Patrick Peterson has become, at least in the first three games, I mean, he's become a terrific corner. He shut down DeSean Jackson last week. And they'll send multiple guys after the quarterback. I mean, last week, you know, they just they mugged the A-gaps and came up the middle against a guy center who had never really played before. And that you know, Philly struggled in that respect. And I think, you know, Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator, will try to come up with some looks that he thinks will confuse Tannehill. And he makes the most of the skill that he has on the field. He's pretty good at taking guys and looking at their talents and their skills and then putting them into the right spots.
It sounds like a recipe for success when you have a local product like Patrick Peterson who can take away half of the field and then play downhill with the rest of your defense. I noticed that Beanie Wells was put on the IR designated for return later in the year. The running game with Ryan Williams, and I would imagine that Stevens Howling is pitching in as well, going up against a stingy Miami Dolphin defense that only allows around 65 yards per game. How do you see that matchup is, you know, to try to help the quarterback a little bit in Kevin Cobb with a running game?
Well, I think that's probably the surprise of the 3-0 start is that they haven't really been able to get the running game going. They finally established it late in the game. You know, I'd said on the air, and I think you guys would agree, I mean, you got to, if you're a team, if you're in situations where you get big leads, you have to have a running game to close out, you know, to close out games. And they did. They finally, you know, they couldn't do it against New England because they had a pretty healthy lead in that game late, and they allowed a couple drives by New England. But it didn't happen against Philly because they were able to possess the ball, and, you know, Ryan Williams played well. You know, they'll miss Beanie just because it's another body, but I think they feel pretty good about Ryan Williams. You mentioned Stephen Towling. He's more of a change of pace guy. They like to throw it to him out of the backfield some. They also have a guy, William Powell, who made the team, made the 53-man roster. And I know Bill Belichick had mentioned something to one of the Cardinals personnel men a couple weeks ago when the Cardinals were there, like, how come he's not playing? Belichick, you know, the scouts, they watch the preseason film, and apparently Belichick does too, because he saw what Powell did in the preseason. And he feels pretty good about him. So I think the Cardinals do as well. You may see him this week.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for joining us, giving that insight on the offense and defensive side of the football. Hopefully Patrick Peterson doesn't have anything special for us on special teams on Sunday, but that's always a fear. The voice of the Arizona Cardinals, Dave Pasch, looking forward to watching you looking at the highlights, I guess. You have Penn State again this week?
Yeah, we're the Penn State Network, apparently.
I know it.
In the next couple of weeks, yep.
Well, give Brian my best, and I'll tell Bob you said hello, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, guys, thanks.